After a shootout in Cuban waters, the injured were brought to this hospital. Cuba said its soldiers retaliated on a Florida-registered speedboat after those aboard opened fire on a patrol. The government said the passengers were Cuban nationals living in the U.S., some of whom had a known history of violent activity. The official government statement was read on Cuban TV.
It has been established that the neutralized speedboat registered in Florida under the number FL7726SH was carrying 10 armed individuals who, according to the detainees' preliminary statements, intended to carry out an infiltration for terrorist purposes.
Assault rifles, handguns, homemade explosive devices, Molotov cocktails, bulletproof vests, telescopic sights, and camouflage uniforms were seized.
The speedboat entered Cuban territorial waters in Falcones Key on the island's north coast. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters it was not a U.S. operation and that no U.S. government personnel were involved. Rubio said Cuban authorities made the U.S. aware of the incident, but that the U.S. embassy in Havana would attempt to independently confirm what happened.
The majority of the facts being publicly reported are those by the information provided by the Cubans. We will verify that independently, and we'll, as we gather more information, then we'll be prepared to respond accordingly.
The exchange comes at a time of heightened tensions between Cuba and the U.S. Since the Trump administration blocked nearly all oil shipments to the island, Cuba's energy crisis has worsened, leaving conditions increasingly unstable.